Sanjay, man, long time, no talk. Loved when you were in Dallas. We got to know you, and hope you're doing okay out there in that Los Angeles area. Man, great to have you on the show again. Sanjay, do you have me?
I do. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't able to hear you there for a second. No, I was just saying how great it is to have you back on ESPN Central Texas. How are you, sir?
Doing really well, thank you.
Tell me, I just wanted to catch up on with all the fires and everything. The Chargers have been a big part of the relief effort. You all have done some amazing things as an organization. Sanjay, like, where were you in relation to all of this? And I'm sure you maybe even had some friends that had some losses and that kind of thing. How have you kind of come through continues to be just such a tough situation?
Yeah, unluckily, my house was in a evacuation warning zone, but luckily the winds stayed favorable, so it never progressed to mandatory evacuation. So we were close, but it didn't hit us. I know a lot of friends of my daughter's lost their houses, and we actually had one of her friends stay with us who had lost their house. So it came quick, and it was indiscriminating on who it hit, and we just got lucky or blessed.
What has the organization been able to do? And I'm sure sometimes, you know, you're like, okay, how can I help? You know, they don't want you coming in maybe to some of those areas, but there are ways to donate, and it seems like a lot of people across the country have. As an organization, Sanjay, what were the Chargers able to do? And obviously you were doing hands-on by housing somebody through this. But have you seen sort of an outpouring of support around there? I just wonder what that's looked like to you.
Yeah, it was very interesting because we were preparing to play Houston. So, you know, as coaches, you get laser focused on the opponent, but then all around you, the real world is happening. And basically what I saw was that part of the organization that was non-football was 100% committed to doing whatever they could. And then along the way, a lot of our support staff was in contact with the fire chief, and we would get updates. Hey, is it getting closer? Is the wind going the right way? Whose houses are affected? So they were just really supportive in that regard. And if we needed a hotel, you know, they were there at a drop of a hat. So Chargers have just been great, not only in the community, but for people like us also who are affected.
Sanjay Lau with us on the Matt Mosley Show, Chargers wide receivers coach. What was your first thought when you heard Brian Schottenheimer had been hired as the Cowboys head coach, knowing you had crossed paths with him in Indianapolis, I think back in 2017. I just kind of curious, the coaching community, especially the people who knew Brian, what was your first reaction? Were you surprised, happy? What were your first thoughts when you heard that?
One word, and it's my honest opinion, I thought, finally. So I, for one, I've worked with him as a position coach, and he's been a coordinator also when I've worked for him. And I always wondered why he didn't get more recognition, because I feel he has all the traits a head coach should have.
Well, that's interesting. What stood out when you first coached with him, and then even when he was a coordinator, what was it about him that made you think that he projected as a really good head coaching candidate?
One, you either have a presence or you don't. I felt he did. I felt he didn't have to try and manufacture that. He has a wealth of knowledge in football and on the offensive side. He's demanding. I like demanding coaches. I am one. Some people don't like that, but I love it. And he's self-aware. There was a period in time, one story I can share. I don't remember if he was out of the league or between jobs before he got to Dallas. I don't remember the exact situation, but I received a call from his agent or someone he had employed and said, would you be willing to tell us where Shoddy can improve where he has failed in the past. He's using this time as a self-assessment from everyone he's worked with, and it'll be anonymous, and he just wants feedback during this period on what can he do better when he gets his next shot. So that's the type of guy you're dealing with.
Wow.
And that was impressive to me. I said, you can put my name on it, and I'll give you all the information if that helps him even more, because I have nothing to hide. But that's an impressive trait, in my opinion.
So was that kind of the first thing you said about him, was some of those things you just mentioned? He can command. He's got good command of the room, demanding, all those things. Was there anything, Sanjay, that you kind of thought, hey, here's an area where I think he could work on, that maybe he did address when he heard back some of the feedback from I've almost never heard of something like that. That's interesting, putting out almost like a anonymous survey to see where he could improve. What, in your mind, did he need to maybe work on?
Obviously, I'm a fan of his, so my report back was there wasn't much. I know one thing he has said in the past to me when we were talking about the challenges of being a coordinator is you lose sight of the relationships because you're so focused on scheme. And again, the self-awareness on his part was like, I need to do a better job of knowing my players from the coordinator role. It's easy as a position coach because you're immersed. So that was an area he identified very early. And I can say, like, Tyler and DK love the guy. They love playing for him. They love the relationship they had for him. So I think it's a great hire, honestly.
Did you, Sanjay, like, you remember Marty Schottenheimer, like how great a coach he was? Did you, you know, you were a student of the game. Do you remember kind of watching his teams growing up? You're not that much older than I am.
Right.
And, you know, it's just interesting to see, like, how much the sons are like the dads. What was your impression of Marty? Because I'm sure when you first got into coaching, if you got to meet him, he might have been somebody you would be sort of in awe of, because with the career that he had.
Yeah, I never did get to meet him, but I know the teams were tough. I know the run game was important and balance was important. That's really what I do know. And then, of course, I remember the 14-2 season and all that stuff. But just really that.
How are things going, Sanjay Lau, on the Matt Mosley Show, Chargers wide receivers coach? Y'all had a really nice year. It didn't end the way you wanted to in the playoffs. I get that. But the trajectory of the team and everything, your wide receiver room, we know one of them because he comes from Temple, Texas. Where do you think? Seemingly the arrow's pointed up, although the quarterback is always, you know, until he breaks through, he's going to continue to get called out for, you know, can he win the big one? Can he be successful in the postseason? Where do you think the team is headed right now?
Arrow up, and the biggest reason is the quarterback. He might be the best one I've ever been around. And if anyone's calling him out for that last game, they need to watch the game the real way and see that a lesser quarterback could not have made any of the throws he made. He was under duress the whole time. As Jim said, we did him a disservice in that game. The fact we were even in that game was 100% because we had Justin Herbert. And I would say a lot of the success the receivers had and everyone else had was really because of him. So we have to be better for him. That's my opinion. And we will. We'll build a team up and we'll coach it better and the players will get better. And now the schedule's going to be harder, but arrow up.
Okay, tell me about Quentin Johnston. I think he credits you for getting him turned kind of in the right direction. Always had the size, the great body for it. You know, DK Metcalf, a guy you coach, similar, unbelievable athletic freak. What did you sort of encounter when you first met Quentin? And, you know, how far has he come since you've been able to start working with him?
I'll say this, he's come a long way, and he is self-aware. In our exit meeting, he knows there's a whole nother level to be achieved. he himself is not satisfied with the end result of the season. There were glimpses, and he sees him as that, but he sees I saw transformation just the way he approaches pro football. Someone who is just there existing to now morphing into someone who actually had a vested interest in his career, in his success. Hey, how can I do this better? What'd you see here? How was my angle coming out of this break? All those thoughts and discussions were never even in the realm of possibility early. And as the season progressed, as the off season progressed, he morphed more into that and really taking a true interest in his own career. So big kudos to him for making that jump. Now it all has to make another jump if we all want to be satisfied.
What do you think is the next jump for him? I'm sure you worked with him. You know, he became a better route runner. You're always great about teaching guys coming out of breaks and maybe how to maximize their speed. I'm sure you use some of the stuff you use with DK in Seattle. What do you think is that next level for Quentin?
Right. So we work diligently on refining his drive phase, taking his route tops, especially on routes that snap down. He was always a good speed cutter. That stayed the same. Really, the next step is route consistency of body posture. And then most importantly, do you make the catch when it's contested on a more consistent basis? He has shown flashes, but he's not 100% there yet, and that's really going to be the big focus for the next season.
And part of that body position, is that just having your feet where they need to, like in relation to your shoulders, those. I mean, is it sort of exacting, almost kind of lab work that you do with these wide receivers?
It's really body posture. It's really a track mentality. So your drive phase, your first 30, 40, 50 meters of a 100-meter dash has to be in perfect alignment so your speed can come out when it counts or your deceleration is less at the end of the race. Well, no different in route running. We want to get up on those DBs in free access. We want no tells in our game. We want to fly off the ball and attack the teeth of the defense. That really causes problems in this league, and it's kind of a lost art. Nowadays, there's too many receivers playing slow, and we're not going to be that.
Man, I love that. Have you ever thought about going back? I see NFL coaches all the time now sort of going back to the college ranks. I'm just wondering, because you played at Washington, I'm sure you've met Kalen DeBoer, the great job he did there. Have you, it seems like you've been in the NFL for a pretty good while. Have you ever had opportunities to return to the college level, or is that something that you think would appeal to you, or have you just been in the NFL so long that that's not really something you ever think about?
I love the NFL model. They say you can't develop players in the NFL. That's a total myth. I have a litany of receivers that internally, when they and I talk, we have lasting relationships for the coaching and the improvement they had. And it's more fun to do it at this level, in my opinion. You don't have to recruit. Now it seems like a complete nightmare. You spend all the time recruiting a guy, and then he might be gone in a year, which is really kind of sad for the game, in my opinion. So I love the pro model. I love coaching pro players. They're young, even though maybe I'm old, but they're young to me. So they can still be molded. They are still completely willing to be molded too. Even when we got Randall Cobb, when I was there in 2019, he changed his whole drive phase and had the highest per catch average of his career just by changing one small thing, which really wasn't a small thing. It was a big thing. So I love the pro model.
What did you, by the way, Ladd McConkey, what an unbelievable season he had. Was he, because of his background, who his father was, all of that, did he come to you a little bit more refined than other rookies you've worked with? Or, I mean, obviously you probably still had to do a lot with him, but did he have a running start in some regards?
Well, one correction is Phil McConkey is not Ladd McConkey's dad. There's no relation. So
and I'm sure nobody's ever done that, have they?
No one, including myself. In fact, one of the refs before one of our games came up to him and said, "Oh, I loved watching your dad play." And then Ladd was like, "I'm just going to let him go with it because maybe I'll get a call." So, but speaking to him, he had the tools, but more so, he had the open mind to take the coaching. And I always talk about synergy between the player and the coach. So obviously there's some rookie hiccups, which we always deal with. But very quickly, he flipped the script, bought in really quickly. And because of his skill set, his emotional intelligence, his mentality, he just took off. And I would say he exceeded even more than I thought he would do this first year. He really, really morphed into a weapon for us, which was not expected to happen yet. So really proud of the jump he made.
Sanjay Lau on the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Back to Shoddy for a second. You were around Dak. You know, he's had his ups and downs. He's been great at times. Almost MVP. He was an MVP candidate in 2023. What do you think Schottenheimer can do for Dak in this new role as play caller? Because obviously, I think Brian will do some things differently than Mike McCarthy did calling plays this past season. How do you see that relationship working?
I can't speak to how Mike called it, but I know Shoddy will work diligently to call a game that Dak's comfortable with. And it's a cliche because everyone says it, but play to the strengths of the player and call the game that way and game plan that way. I do think he will do that. I mean, it has to be first and foremost. Any good coordinator would do that. But that's what I see. And I can't say Mike didn't do that. I'm sure he tried to also. But again, for me, from the outside looking in, it comes down to the relationship too. Like the cleaner and closer my relationship is with the players I coach, you can have the hard one-on-one discussions and not feel you're hurting feelings. You can just be blunt. And I think in football, you have to be blunt. Hey, I'm calling this play because you're good at it, or I'm not touching this play because here's what you've done in the past. You failed on this, you did this, you did that. So either work together to perfect it, or I'm not calling it. If you can have those type of discussions, that's where big jumps are made.
Well, I tell you, I really appreciate this, and great catching up with you. And, you know, you've been to a lot of places, but, boy, when you leave places, you're always in demand, and that's a great thing, you know, as a coach, to have those, to continue to have those opportunities. So congratulations on all of that, and man, best wishes moving forward here.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. There he goes, Sanjay Lau, the receivers coach for the San Diego Chargers, or excuse me, the Los Angeles Chargers, of course. Aaron, I'm way off. I mean, I thought for the world, even when he was at Georgia, Aaron, like McConkey. I just assumed that had to be who that was. I mean, that's not the most common name, so I'm glad Sanjay corrected me. But Aaron, wasn't that cool? The party said about Schottenheimer, like that period he was out of it. You know, sending out all those surveys. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's very common. Trying to get a self-assessment of where he needs to improve. You know who else was like that, Aaron? Is Jeff Grimes. I know everybody was ready for him to leave Baylor by the end, but I always found that was interesting. He would come on the air or he would do a speech, and he was constantly asking me, like, how he sounded, where he could improve as a speaker. And I thought, man, you're doing a great job. I don't really think there's much I would change. But that's a sign, I think, of somebody that's pretty secure in who they are and wants to get better. I mean, you know, Aaron, I can't say that I've ever been tempted to, like, you know, send a bunch of tapes out early in my radio career or writing.